Chapter 7, I Am a Masterpiece. See yourself as a masterpiece. Too many people go around feeling wrong on the inside. They don't really like who they are. They think, if I were just a little taller, if I had a better personality, if my metabolism were a little faster, or if I just looked like her, I would feel good about myself. But when God created you, He went to great lengths to make you exactly as He wanted. You didn't accidentally get your personality. You didn't just happen to get your height, your looks, your skin color, your gifts. God designed you on purpose to be the way you are. You have what you need to fulfill your destiny. If you needed to be taller, God would have made you taller. If you needed to be a different nationality, God would have made you that way. If you needed to look like her instead of you, you would have looked like her. You have to be confident in who God made you to be. Ephesians 2:10 says, "We are God's masterpiece." That means you are not ordinary. You didn't come off an assembly line. You weren't mass-produced. You are one of a kind. Nobody in this world has your fingerprints. There will never be another you. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to see yourself as unique, as an original, as God's very own masterpiece. When I was in my early 20s, I was sitting by myself on the beach in India watching the sunset. It was a magnificent scene. The water was so blue. As far as I could see, from the right to the left, there were miles and miles of beach and palm trees. The sun was huge on the horizon, just about to set. As I sat there reflecting, thinking about my life, I heard God ask me something, not out loud, but just an impression on the inside. He said, "Joel, you think this is a beautiful picture, do you?" I replied, "Yes, God, I think it's a magnificent picture." Well, he asked, "What do you think would be my most prized painting, my most incredible creation?" I thought about it a moment, said, "God, it must be this sunset. This is breathtaking." He said, "No, it's not this." Earlier that year, I'd been in the Rocky Mountains. They were spectacular. I said, "God, I bet it's the Rocky Mountains." He said, "No, not that." I wondered out loud, what could it be? The solar system? The Milky Way? He responded, "No, Joel, my most prized possession, the painting that I'm most proud of, is you." I thought, "Me? It couldn't be me. I'm ordinary. I'm just like everybody else." He said, "No, you don't understand. When I made the solar system, the waters, the mountains, I was proud of that. That was great. But Joel, when I made you, I breathed my very life into you. I created you in my own image." Friend, you are God's most prized possession. Don't go around feeling wrong about yourself. Quit wishing you were taller, had a better personality, looked like somebody else. You've been painted by the most incredible painter there could ever be. When God created you, He stepped back and said, "That was good. Another masterpiece." He stamped His approval on you. On the inside of our shirts, usually there's a tag that reads, "Made in America," or "Made in some other country." Well, somewhere on you, there's a tag that states, "Made by Almighty God." Put your shoulders back. Hold your head up high. You are extremely valuable. When those thoughts come, telling you everything that you're not, remind yourself, "I have the fingerprints of God all over me. The way I look, the way I smile, my gifts, my personality, I know I am not average. I am a masterpiece." Those are the thoughts that should be playing in your mind all day long. Not, "I am slow. I am unattractive. I am just one of the 7 billion people on earth." No, God didn't make anything average. If you have breath to breathe, you are a masterpiece. Now, people may try to make you feel average. Your own thoughts may try to convince you that you're ordinary. Life will try to push you down and steal your sense of value. That's why all through the day, you have to remind yourself of who your painter is. When you dwell on the fact that Almighty God breathed His life into you, and He approved you, equipped you, empowered you, then any thoughts of low self-esteem, inferiority, they don't have a chance. A few years ago, I was in somebody's home. They had many paintings on the wall, which weren't very impressive to me. In fact, some of them looked as if they'd been painted by a child, very abstract, modern, paint thrown here and there. But later that evening, they mentioned how they had paid over $1 million for just one of those paintings. I looked at it again and thought, wow, that is beautiful, isn't it? Come to find out, it was an original Picasso, painted by the famous artist Pablo Picasso. What dawned on me that night is it's not so much what the painting looks like, it's who the painter is. The painting gets its value from its creator. In the same way, our value doesn't come from how we look, what we do, who we know. Our value comes from the fact that Almighty God is our painter. So don't criticize what God has painted. Accept yourself. Approve yourself. You are not an accident. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made. I wonder what would happen if all through the day, instead of putting ourselves down, instead of dwelling on the negative, we would go around thinking, I am a masterpiece. I am wonderfully made. I am talented. I am an original. I have everything that I need. The enemy doesn't want you to feel good about yourself. He would love for you to go through life listening to the nagging voices that remind you of everything that you're not. I dare you to get up each day and say, good morning, you wonderful thing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. How many of us are bold enough to say, as David did in Psalm 139, I am amazing. I am a masterpiece. Those thoughts never enter into most people's minds. They're too busy putting themselves down, focusing on their flaws, comparing themselves to others whom they think are better. Your painter, your creator says, you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are a masterpiece. Now it's up to you to get in agreement with God. If you go around focused on your flaws, listening to what other people are saying, you can miss your destiny. The recording that should be playing in our mind all day long is, I am valuable. I am a masterpiece. I am a child of the Most High God. Could it be this is what's holding you back? Your recording is negative? There are enough people in life already against you. Don't be against yourself. Change your recording. Start seeing yourself as the masterpiece God created you to be.